From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 20 victims are reported from a shooting at a handicapped training center in San Bernardino, California.
Our daughter's in there. She texted us about 30 minutes ago and said that there was a shooter. She thought he'd shot 10 to 20 people.
Police say there are as many as 14 people dead. The local sheriff's department says as many as three shooters may have been involved, and they may have fled in a black SUV. Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. However, at a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family had been involved in trading IS oil. In Brussels Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. But Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. He said special operations must be done with the government's approval. Kerry expressed strong support for Mr. Abadi and said Wednesday the U.S. plans are being carried out with the Iraqi government's full consent. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigerian-based militant group. There has been no independent confirmation on that claim. This is VOA News. British lawmakers Wednesday debated Prime Minister David Cameron's request for permission to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militant movement.
I feel it's time to join our key ally France, the Arab League, and other members of the international community in using as frequently as possible the terminology Daesh rather than ISIL. Because frankly, this evil death cult is neither a true representation of Islam, nor is it a state.
The head of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is opposed to the move.
Mr. Speaker, to oppose another war and intervention, in my view, is actually not pacifism, it's hard-headed common sense.
Meanwhile, a poll conducted by online research firm YouGov shows that British citizens' support for military action in Syria has fallen to the lowest level since September 2014, with 48% of respondents supporting strikes on Tuesday compared to 59% last week. NATO says it is bolstering Turkey's air defenses in the wake of last month's shootdown of a Russian plane by Turkish jets. Dorian Jones has more.
NATO's decision will likely be viewed as a diplomatic victory for Ankara. Ever since Turkish jets downed the Russian bomber that allegedly violated its airspace on the Syrian-Turkish border, Ankara has looked to its NATO partners for support. The decision coincides with Moscow boosting its military presence in Syria. Despite NATO's claim its planned Turkish deployment is not against Russian forces, observers warn it will likely further hamper efforts to persuade Moscow to coordinate in the fight against Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be sent back to Afghanistan, speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin. Ms. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger. Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable people. Wednesday's sessions focused on oceans and other water resources. The UN warns that failure to improve water resource management jeopardizes progress on poverty reduction and achievement of sustainable development goals. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.